If you haven't heard of it, radon is a natural gas that can work its way up from underground and get into our homes and our buildings. You can't really recognize it by sight or smell. You got to use a test, and elevated levels of radon can cause lung health problems if left undetected and untreated in our homes. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services estimates that about a tenth, one in 10 homes in Wisconsin actually have high radon levels. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you had radon problems in your home? How did you find out about it? What did it take to fix the problem? Do you have questions? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jessica Maloney is Indoor Air Program Manager and HUD Healthy Homes Project Director for the Bureau of Environmental and Occupational Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Jess, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, I gave a very abridged description of radon there. Jess, can you tell us a little more about what it is?
Absolutely. It's a topic that a lot of people are getting more interested in if there's more people working from home now. So radon is naturally comes from the ground. It's a gas that's a breakdown product of uranium, which is found naturally in soils throughout Wisconsin. So when uranium breaks down, when it decays over time, it changes form. And radon is one of those products that it's formed. So like you said before, it's a colorless, odorless, radioactive gas that enters buildings through cracks in foundations and the slab of a home or through sump cracks and utility lines. And like you mentioned, it's the second leading cause of lung cancer and leading cause in non-smokers.
Now, the estimate from the Department of Health Services, one out of 10 houses with a high level of radon. What constitutes, what defines a high level?
Yeah, a high level is defined by the United States Environmental Protection Agency as a level above 4 picocuries per liter. That picocuries per liter is that measurement unit that is used to describe the radon amounts that comes in your home.
We had a call from a listener named Chris with a quick question. Are there particular types of geological areas or regions of the state that we think of as being, you know, more or I guess less prone to radon?
There are some areas of the state that we know have consistently elevated levels. If you check out our website at lowradon.org, there's an interactive map on there that has shown the levels of test results that we've seen throughout the state. And we've collected these over several years and are still collecting them. And you can see it's color-coded so that you can see the areas that are darker red are areas that we know have higher levels. So some in the Fox Valley, in central Wisconsin, we've seen a lot in the Waukesha County area, and La Crosse area as well. But we've really seen high levels throughout the state. We just know that there's certain areas that have higher levels than others. And the only way to know is if you test your home.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about next. We can't smell it. We can't see it. What kind of testing do we need to do to find out whether or not we have a radon problem?
There's a couple different types of tests that you can do. There's a short-term test kit, which you can put out for 2 to 3 days. And that'll give you about a snapshot in time is what I like to call it. And then there's a long-term test kit that you can put in place, which is a more accurate test of your exposure levels because you can leave it out longer and potentially through a few seasons. And it's a more accurate level of how your home is used, and it can reflect the changes in weather patterns. Because we know that radon levels can fluctuate over time and based on how your home is used, based on weather patterns. So if you want to just get an idea if radon's a problem in your home, put out that short-term test kit. And if it comes back elevated, we recommend putting out another short-term test kit and averaging those two results. And if they're above 4, take action on mitigation. But if you put out that long-term test kit and it comes back elevated, we recommend that you look into mitigation.
We're talking to Jess Maloney, indoor air program manager for Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. We're talking about how to test, assess, and what to do about radon gas levels in our homes. You can join in if you have an experience with radon yourself or if you have a question. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to Jessica Maloney, indoor air program manager for Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. We're talking about radon gas awareness, what to do to find out if you have a problem in your home, what to do if you find out you do have a problem. You could join in if you have a question at 800-642-1234. Jess, as far as who should be testing for radon, is the recommendation that everybody do it?
Everybody should test for radon. You can test for it yourself, like I mentioned before, putting out those test kits. We do recommend, though, if you're selling your home or you're buying a home, you have someone who is a certified professional to do the test because they know the best practices. And they'll give you a nice report on what they found and what to do next for your next steps. But it is a test that you can perform yourself as well.
Suppose we do find those higher than desired radon levels and we retest and it's still there. What do you do then? What is involved in radon, remediation?
Right. The important thing to know is that when you test and you find an elevated level, it can be fixed. And the name of the system is called a sub-slab depressurization system, and the contractors that specialize in fixing radon are called mitigators. We have a listing on our state website that shows the number of mitigators and how they're spread across the state. So if you are in need of a certified contractor, we recommend you check out that listing of mitigators, and they'll come out to your home and walk through with you what they're going to be doing. And basically, a system is, the main method is installing a vent pipe and attaching a fan to it that will draw the gas from beneath the slab of the home and vent it right outside so that it never enters the home with the mitigation system.
If people have financial trouble, is there help out there at the state or federal level to help people pay for those kind of mitigations?
Yeah, there's some pockets of money out there that are available to a variety of homeowners that might be lower income. We rely heavily on resources from the federal level, either through the Housing and Urban Development Program. They have a Healthy Homes funding in some areas of Wisconsin, and also the USDA has a home repair program that offers assistance to rural homeowners as well.
Now, I know with some kind of indoor pollutants, Jessica, natural gas leak, carbon monoxide problems, we need to kind of get out of the environment right away. Radon is a slower burn problem, right? We don't need to panic and flee the scene if we find that high radon level.
Yeah, fortunately, we don't usually evacuate for radon. It's not one of those things that's an immediate health concern. And it is, when we look at our exposure levels, we're looking at our lifetime exposure. So you may be living in a residence now that has elevated radon, but do you know what the radon levels were in all the other residences you've been in your entire life? So you want to reduce those exposures as much as possible by testing your home environment where you tend to spend the most time. So,
And then we've been focusing, I think, on homeowners here. How about renters and landlords, people who rent to people? Is this something that you're hoping they're watching for as well?
That's certainly an area we're trying to get more involvement in. There are no requirements that landlords test their residents for radon at this point in time. If a renter wants to know their radon levels, we encourage them to work with their landlord to let them know if they're going to be placing a test, because once a person puts out a test kit, by Wisconsin state real estate laws, they have to disclose that level once they have tested for it. So when the home is sold or the property is sold, any sort of radon testing that's been done has to be disclosed in future sales.
It's Brianna Caller. Owen is with us in Wyawega. Owen, hi.
Hi. Hi, Rob. How are you? I've heard a lot of different things about radon and mitigation. And I guess the one thing I wanted to know was, is there certain soil types that are more susceptible to radon? I know it comes from bedrock, but I didn't know if there was other soil types like clay, loam, sand, that were more, adverse to having that type of contamination. And then the other question I had was, what's the typical budget? Is there a budget that we can look at by square feet to contract this mitigation that we should kind of go by as like an average price, or is there some other suggested methods? Somebody was telling me the other day, and the best way to go is on a pipe underneath the slab completely through some sort of stone with a tiling type of situation where the air can flow directly in between the slab and the foundation and the footings.
Owen, thanks for the call. You mentioned just a map that people can go to at the DHS website, dhs.wisconsin.gov/radon, to find if their part of the state is more prone to it. But what do you know, a ballpark of like what these mitigations, whether the one you mentioned or the one Owen's talking about, might cost?
Typically, we're seeing systems installed between $800 and $1,500. That's been a pretty common price point for an average system. But it can vary depending on the kind of basement types that you have. So if you have a home that's got a traditional basement, but then it's also got a crawl space and maybe there's a dirt floor in part of the area, that might be a bit more complicated because they need to establish a good draw from underneath the slab. And if there's a dirt floor, they're going to have to put something down like a tarp or some cement or something to sort of seal and cap off that gas from entering into the home, and so that it goes through that pipe and out to the air instead of through various cracks and crevices. So sealing will be a part of the system that is involved with installation.
Thanks, Owen, for the call. Jessica, can you leave us with a plug for where people can go for resources in the state if they want to know more about radon?
Absolutely. I recommend everybody check out lowradon.org. That's our state health department webpage that has lots of information for consumers on where to find a test kit, who to contact in your area. We have Radon Information Center representatives that are trained on testing and mitigation that can walk you through the process and help you get hooked up with a test kit or talk to you about what a good mitigation system might look like.
Jessica, thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Jessica Maloney is Indoor Air Program Manager for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Again, that website is lowradon.org. I gave that longer URL. That's way easier. Lowradon.org for info about radon here in Wisconsin.